Here we have in Perak Gimel of Dirayomim base, the construction of the Beis HaMikdash. It says it began in the month of Iyar, actually the second of Iyar. And he builds the Heichal, that's the Azara Kodesh Kadoshim. It's the same dimensions of the Mishkan, 60 by 20, that's Amos. And then we have the Ulam on the other side, across the end of the Heichal, which is 120 Amos high. He covers panels of wood with special gold. There are pictures of date palms, there's chains into the gold. And they are used to put over the stone walls. He makes krivin for the Kodesh Kadoshim. They would spread their wings, if you remember, over the Aron. That is a sign that Klal Yisrael, if they're facing each other, Klal Yisrael are behaving well. They are finding favor in Hashem's eyes when they're facing away from each other. They're not. It's interesting. When the Romans entered the Beis HaMikdash, the Babylonians, I can't remember which Beis HaMikdash. Either way, I think it was the first. When they entered the Beis HaMikdash, they saw that the Krivim were facing each other. And there was an element of closeness there, or a message Hashem was giving, you know, that I haven't abandoned you. There's a paroches, pictures of the Krivim on. There were two massive bronze pillars in the Ulam. They had a design. You know, one was Yachin, one was Boaz. Yachin means he should establish it. Boaz means strengthened. And there were 200, it says, brass pomegranates as well. Now, it's interesting, the way it's described over here, is that what's it called, is from inwards outwards. In other words, we start with the inner parts of the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash, then we go outwards. You know, the Kuzari and Nefesh HaChaim talk about our internal Beis HaMikdash. In other words, we build inwards and then outwards. In fact, the Kuzari talks about, the commentaries of the Kuzari as well, different parts of the Beis HaMikdash represent different inner parts that we have, inner kelim, inner kochas, inner qualities. Not inequalities, as in not equal, inner qualities that we have, you know, Bilvavi, Mishkan, Evne. It's interesting, just those names, Yachin and Boaz. So Rashi says these are probably referring to Hashem, to Shlomo, praying to Hashem to cement, you know, the house of David. It might be the lead, it might represent the friendship between Chiram and Shlomo, which is interesting because Churam and Shlomo, sorry, which is interesting, name after that. The Radak and the Matzilas David have other connotations of this word as well. And we also have the word Hayamini. The Kri and Ksiv are different, yeah, of Hayamini in Pasuk Yudzayin. The Tanya in Igeres HaKodesh, Perek Yutes, he says that the Kri is the level of understandings that humans can reach, whereas the Ksiv, the way it's written, is above. That's Hashem's understanding. Interesting that.